from KQED.
Welcome back to Forum. I'm Michael Krasny. San Francisco-based Academy of Art University bills itself as a launching pad for a variety of lucrative creative careers. Many former students, however, are left with mountains of debt and little career success to show for it. That's according to a recent report in the San Francisco Chronicle. Less than a third of the for-profit school students graduate within 8 years, and reporter Nanette Asimov joins us to talk about the school's lackluster results, high costs, and what's at stake. And Nanette Asimov is higher education reporter with the Chronicle. Good to see you again.
Good to see you.
Thank you for joining us. This is quite a story. I mean, not only in terms of the low graduation rates, but essentially the kind of hype and the crushing student debts that have come about as a result, with not necessarily any rewards in terms of career opportunities. And you have, let's start with a profile that you do in your piece. It's of someone named Sean Dunn, who is a 3D artist, now in debt to the tune of about $431,607, to be exact, and bankrupt. Got his master's there. His mother got in debt as a result of him. I mean, it's quite a story that you've unfurled here. But the reality is he felt, like many others you spoke to, that he was essentially taken in and scammed.
They do feel like that, and they feel ashamed, and they feel angry. And I spoke with 17 students, all of whom contacted me after I wrote about the Academy of Art University because of a lawsuit. And Sean was one of them. And he was just astonished at where he ended up, because all along during his – and he was there for 8 years getting his – undergraduate degree, his bachelor's, and then his master's. And he really believed that he was going to be launched into the world of Hollywood and Disney and Pixar. And
they helped him believe that? They created that illusion?
That's what he said. That's what he said. I should say that nobody from the Academy of Art University wanted to talk to me for my story, so we don't have their
side. We invited them, of course, as well, and they refused, or at least declined, to have come aboard for any comment. But I'm just interested in what he has charged and what many of these young people that you talked to have charged. I mean, he talked about guerrilla tactics, for
right.
example.
Yeah. So the picture that these students painted was that they very enthusiastically went to the Academy of Art University hoping to find some career. They offered like 22 different degrees or subjects, and that they would find a career in the thing that they love, which is art in all its forms, fashion design. And so the recruiters, the people there would say to them, you're going to work here. You could work here. You can work in Disney. You can have this job. And so it never happened for them. And Sean could not believe it. He told me that, I should have realized what was going on, because year after year, he said, the Academy of Art encouraged him to take out more student loans. They didn't talk to him about whether he'd be able to pay them back. They didn't talk to him about what the interest rate would be. They just said, stick with us, take out the loans. He has an inflammatory disease that kept him from going to school sometimes, so it took him a while to graduate. And he'd say to them, you know, I got to sit this semester out. And he said that they said, don't sit the semester out, come back, take out more loans. And repeatedly, I heard from students that they were constantly encouraged to take out more loans, stick with the program. And the students say they think they know why, because it's very lucrative for this for-profit school to get the money from the feds.
Very lucrative, too, as you crunch the numbers, the tune of about $1.5 billion in school-collected right. federal student loans, and also about $171 million in federal grants that they got between 2006 and 2008. So what do we have here? I mean, and they're blaming all this inflated advertising. We have a federal lawsuit now by four employees. They're not the students. They're the recruiters. What's the federal law say about this, and what's the lawsuit all about?
Well, it's very interesting. The former recruiters filed this lawsuit in 2009, and they realized, they believed that they were being told by the Academy of Art to do some illegal recruiting activities. You're not supposed to a school is not supposed to compensate its employees based on the number of students it enrolls, because it's called an illegal compensation scheme, and the federal government does not want to have it to allocate loans to students who aren't going to pay them back because they're either not qualified for the school or the school isn't going to get them a job where they can pay it back. And so these recruiters decided that what they were being asked to do was illegal. They were definitely being compensated based on the number of students that they enrolled, and their salaries were raised or lowered, not bonuses, but their actual salaries, up and down, like $10,000 a year. They did get bonuses of trips to Hawaii, things like that, based on the number of students they recruited, whether or not the students were qualified. And that's the allegation.
Shades of Wells Fargo Bank, maybe, or things along those lines. I'm just wondering, though, what of success stories? I mean, there were hints in these ads to these students that they could become essentially wealthy. They could get on Facebook, Google or Apple. And the fact of the matter is very few of them did. So did you encounter any stories where success actually was the result?
Well, you know, I 17 students contacted me over the years, and then I thought, I think I better check with some students who didn't contact me. So I looked around and I found one woman in Oakland who was very happy to have gone there, even though she now owes $80,000 and she's in forbearance. So I'm not quite sure why she considers this a good thing, because she's now out on her own. She's not employed. She's a consultant. But she liked what she had at the Academy of Art. She knew she's a little savvier, perhaps, than a lot of other people. She was a UC Berkeley graduate, and she went for her master's at the Academy of Art. And she knew she better hurry through this school and get as few student loans as she could. So she raced through in a year and a half, and she had a variety of jobs and learned marketing skills that she attributes to the school.
So there is that example, at least. There's also an example of a gainful employment rule that was put forward during the Obama administration, which the Trump administration has essentially cast aside. Talk about that.
Yeah. So
the founder of Trump University, we should mention. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. The Obama administration initiated what they call this gainful employment, so that they would look at mainly for-profit schools, because these are the career-oriented schools like the Academy of Art University. And what if they actually weren't helping students get into these careers? So what if, like the Academy of Art University, apparently they just were racking up student loans for students or debt, but not providing the benefit? And so a guy named Bob Shireman was an assistant education secretary there, and saw through this rule that would penalize mostly for-profits if they had this combination of high student debt and low job acquisition. So they called it the gainful employment rule. They penalized the schools, and now that's gone.
I'm going to read a comment from a listener named Jenny, who says, I was a student at the Academy of Art. It was expensive, between having to pay for tuition, art materials, parking, and tolls for the bridge. While I love my classes, I couldn't justify the price tag when I saw many talented recent graduates still looking for jobs. But not once in my experience as a student there did I feel that the school was deceptive or coercive. I wish people would do their due diligence before they commit to art school or pursue an art degree.
You know, that's a really good point. I don't know what this writer's background is, but what the number of people who contacted me had in common, and this is true of many people, is they just don't have the guidance. They don't have the parents, or, you know, these are sometimes the first people in their family to go to school, and they just don't have the guidance to say, can you afford this or can't you afford this? And so they just go in with dreams, and it doesn't work out for them.
We have Michelle Gardner on the line now, and Michelle Gardner is a graduate of the Academy of Art University. Michelle, thank you for joining us on Forum. Glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
I guess what we'd like to hear from you, first of all, is your experience, but particularly if I can focus first on your debt. You had $30,000 in loans, and now they're up to $168,000. Pretty scary stuff.
Yeah, that number changes daily, so I don't know what it currently is. I just know that it accrues daily because of the interest.
Well, what about your experience there? I mean, I think you used the word predatory at one point, and at least you were quoted in Nanette's article as saying they were predatory. How were they predatory?
Well, of course, at the time, I didn't realize this. When I first started going there, I was 17 years old, so, or maybe 18, and had left San Francisco State because it really wasn't what I was looking for as far as the environment. And at the time that I went to the Academy of Art, they only had 5 campuses, so it was really small. And you only went to one building for whatever your major was. So it was nowhere near what it is now, by any means. But I do feel like, as I had talked with Nanette, she had stated that a reputable school would make sure that that was the right fit and kind of, you know, ask the pertinent questions of how will you be able to afford this and et cetera. And in that way, they definitely were not that school. And I think that's probably what I was meaning by predatory, because if you're a for-profit school, you're just trying to make money. So you're trying to get as many bodies into your school as you can. And basically, I felt like they were trying to get them in however they could, whether the person could afford it or not.
And your advice to someone who might be considering going there and looking for a career would be what?
I hope they have a lot of money so that they don't have to take out student loans, right, because they will haunt you for the rest of your life.
Michelle Gardner, I hope your haunting discontinues or at least diminishes, and I appreciate very much your being with us. Thank you.
Michael.
Thank you.
That's Michelle Gardner, Graduate Academy of Art, University. Nanette?
Yeah, let me just clarify. When Michelle said that, you know, I was describing a school that would counsel a student based on what they could afford, I was actually quoting Bob Shireman, who helped write that gainful employment rule. He's the one who described colleges and good colleges as being helping students know whether the school is a right fit for them.
Well, there's a Brookings study that came out that said that there's a looming student loan default that's worse than anybody perhaps had thought for many years. It accumulates a good deal of evidence, and we want to hear from you. In fact, let me invite you now to join us if you have some thoughts about what we're talking about here with Nanette Asimov, higher education reporter for the San Francisco Chronicle, or if you have had some experience with the Academy of Art, which many students have said leaves them with crushing debt and doesn't leave them with much prospect, at least for employment. You can call us now at our toll-free number. I invite you to do that. The number to call is 866-733-6786. Number again for your calls, 866-733-6786. Or get in touch on Twitter and Facebook. We're at KQED Forum. Or email any questions or comments to forum@kqed.org. Jeffrey wants to know about the Academy of Art as a real estate company. And boy, that's a whole... we need at least a few hours to get into that, but let's just get kind of your take quickly on this. Elisa Stevens owns, actually, she's the granddaughter of the original founder of the Academy of Art, and there was a lawsuit. There was an over $60 million lawsuit, in fact, a settlement with San Francisco taxpayers. Talk about
right.
that.
So the city attorney, Dennis Herrera, cracked down. After many years, there were complaints that that the school violated zoning laws and purchased buildings that took affordable housing units off the market to excess. And so the city and the school settled a couple of years ago for $60 million, as you said. But the agreement was that Elisa Stevens and her school would restore the affordable housing that they'd taken off the market to convert to their own student housing. And this apparently did not happen. And so just in January, the city supervisors resettled the situation, and Elisa Stevens will now have to pay for the city to restore the housing as opposed to the school doing it.
And I want to read a comment from a listener named Ryan, a different perspective. He says, I was an industrial design manager and have worked with many Art Academy grads. It's one of the more solid schools for design. The tuition on its own is not much more than other leading schools, but design is very competitive, and no design school should guaranteed jobs. It just isn't possible. The leading design schools are all private and pricey, and you still have to fight for a job. Another comment from Sandy, who says, I'm a 51-year-old and just finishing up grad school. I started my academic journey 8 years ago. I have no financial support from my family. It's all federal student loans. I have no idea how I'm going to pay for this after I graduate, but I have faith that I'll find a job as a therapist after I graduate, and that will help. Maybe we'll get a new president that will cancel all student loan debt. Let's go to your calls, and let's begin. Dave, with you. You're on. Morning.
Good morning. I taught at the architecture school for about 6 years. I'm a practicing architect in the city, and, at the Academy of Arts. And some of the best architects I've met were my co-teachers. And I would say that, and some of my best employees were Academy of Arts graduates. So I think we were doing a pretty incredible job there. What I would say, though, is that, you know, I wish that, definitely wish that they didn't, that schools were free and that someone was taking care of that. And there does need to be more regulation. And I certainly hope we could get rid of these for-profit schools. There's no question. But, in general, I think that the experience was very, very positive. So,
Dave, appreciate your point of view. I thank you for that call. I want to respond to that, to Dave.
Yeah, I didn't hear anybody, well, very few people complained about the quality of the instruction. Everybody who was in trouble financially with student debt said their joy was doing the art and whatever it is that they went to the school to do. The problem was the payment and the logistics of it.
And the advertising.
And the advertising, yeah.
And here is another caller. We go to you, Lonnie, next. Good morning. Lonnie, welcome.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm a retired community college counselor of a local college, and one of the things I noticed for Academy of Arts students is they were very, very well proselytized. They offer a package deal. It's very straightforward, very simple, and it moves away from liberal arts curriculum, which is what the community college and colleges in general in California want to get people in and out. I get it. So those kinds of predatory institutions understand that. What happens is students get caught in this bind of the debt, and they can't see anything else. So after a few years, they may leave Academy of Art because of the debt, and they instead come back to community colleges in order to transfer to a more affordable school. The problem is many of those courses do not qualify as general ed transferable courses, number one. And number two, they come back saddled with this incredible debt. And there was very little I could do to talk students out of going there once they got into the system, especially if they went to a college fair, which these schools all go to, and were heavily, heavily proselytized and followed up. It really preys on students of color who really don't have any education or any other counseling. As a professional in higher education, is extraordinarily frustrating for me, and I'll take my comments off the air.
All right, Lonnie, thank you for that call. Nanette Asimov.
Yeah, 28% only of the school reports to the federal government that only 28% of its students graduate. And what really stunned me is that the credits that students accumulate at the Academy of Art University do not translate, are not accepted at other schools. So, great, students learn a little bit there, learn something there, but they can't use that as a springboard to transfer to another school because the credits don't transfer.
And let me read something from James. James says, I'm curious to know if the reporter, that's you, Nanette, looked at competing art schools regardless of their for-profit status. I'm a graduate of Art Center College of Designing in Pasadena, and while I love my time there, I wouldn't recommend attending the school due to my higher debt load. While I was never pressured to take out more loans, I believe the school turns a blind eye to the amount of loans that students take out. While I wouldn't call this predatory, I believe these schools are complicit in the amount of debt students are taking.
Well, yeah. I didn't look at other art schools. I was pretty much looking at this one. But the any school has an incentive to have student loans because the schools get the money. That's the way it works. The money flows through the school through student loans. And that's part of the recruiter's lawsuit, which comes to trial on April 27th. The recruiters, the four of them, allege that the Academy of Art University just has a financial incentive. They never turned any student away, and they made a lot of money off of this, and
talking,
still are.
Again, with Nanette Asimov of the San Francisco Chronicle. Rick, you're on with us. Welcome.
Yeah, hi. It's a very interesting topic because I have a lot of people. I've been in the design community for 20 years, especially in the kind of Silicon Valley model where people are doing usability design and things like that. A lot of these colleges are teaching a lot of tools, and there's a lot of digital tools you need, but they're not teaching design thinking. And they're also coming into these interviews expecting $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 jobs as though they've been in the industry for 10 years, and they won't take a lower-paying job to get started. So they're already set up thinking, if I have a huge debt, I should have a huge salary to cover it, and the two don't mesh up. And sometimes opportunities are just missed by the fact they think they should be making more money, and they don't take a lower job to climb that ladder.
I thank you for that call, Nanette.
Yeah, the one of the data points that the school reports to the federal government as of 2015 is how much students earn after graduating. And this system is so new that they only have 1 year of data, but at the Academy of Art, students after graduating earn, depending on their field of study, a median salary on the low end of $19,000 and on the high end, something like $42,000. So I think students would love to get any job at that.
Yeah, I mean, apropos of that, a comment from Samuel says, I would argue that almost no young person can afford this college or most other colleges. Also, the college is responsible for teaching skills, not placing students. There are fewer jobs than students in almost any industry. And I want to remind you that you are listening to Forum. We're talking about the Academy of Art, leaving students with crushing debt and advertising their courses with Nanette Asimov of the San Francisco Chronicle. She's higher education reporter there. And you're listening to Forum, and this is a fundraising period for KQED Public Radio. For more information about how to support KQED, go to kqed.org. I'm Michael Krasny. And let's go to some more of your calls. Let's go to Cole in Oakland. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Krasny, and hello to your speaker. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I didn't attend Academy of Art, but I attended DeVry University myself in Fremont, and I faced many of the same issues with the student loan debt and the type of bit of predatory recruitment. My instructors were fine. They were really great people. I didn't want to go into further debt, so I had joined up with the Air Force. I wasn't able to make it through because of pre-existing medical issues. And so when I came back out, I just finished up school. And now I went to Berkeley City College to learn design. And they have a very great and stellar program. I had one of my instructors there also taught at the Academy of Art. And I'm not sure why he left, but I've been learning from him at BCC. And one last thing, I remember while I was at the ride, there were from Nancy Pelosi and some House Republicans at the time when I was attending were trying to get us, petition us to defend Title IV loans that were going into the schools so they could keep getting money. But either way, thank you for your time, and I'll take my comments off the air.
Well, thank you for your comments. Good to hear from you, Cole. Appreciate that call. Nanette?
Well, I guess the adjective for profit, you know, says it all. That's a university's business model is to make money, whereas other private schools are nonprofit private schools and public schools. That is not their business model. So it's kind of comes down to that.
And we welcome you, Wendy. Thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi. I wanted to say something about I taught actually at Academy of Art, and I want to say something about what it's like to teach there. I understand that that people in various fields, ranging from fashion to architecture, have a lot of pride, want to serve and help young people, and so they want to talk about the high quality of teaching, which is definitely in evidence at Academy of Art. The issue is not the quality of teaching. The issue is that the teaching conditions are student learning conditions. I mean, you've heard this phrase everywhere. If you have people teaching five classes, working huge loads, unable to pay their rent in San Francisco. It's going to affect outcomes. It's going to, there isn't a way. It's unsustainable. People who teach there, it's such a hierarchical, horribly hierarchical, top-down organization where the accreditors noted with notice of concern with their accreditation several years back that there's not even anything like a faculty senate. There's no democratic way. Alisa Stevens is bent on absolutely crushing anyone who, of course there's no union. So anyone who tries to make these teaching conditions better, who tries to fight for a better wage for teachers, these are all conditions that exist, whether you take pride or not, because some don't. But mostly, these are teachers who are fine people and good teachers. But again, it's a matter of the conditions. And the conditions include in crushing loads, absolutely no democratic way to mediate. There's nothing between you and rich parents.
Okay, let me thank you for your call. You raised a lot of important questions there, particularly in terms of teachers unionizing and having the power that teachers want to have and so forth. I mean, this has to play into the whole picture, Annette.
Yeah, I mean, it's fascinating to hear this inside look from somebody who's taught there.
Yeah.
It's not a public school, so you can't. A reporter like me can't just go and request such information. So it is really interesting to hear this. But again, we hear the word university in Academy of Art's name, and we think of other universities like UC Berkeley, University of California, Cal State. But it's different. This is a company. It's a private, for-profit company, and they can do anything they want.
We'll leave it there. Nanette, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Nanette Asimov is higher education reporter with the San Francisco Chronicle, and they can read this article online. In fact, just go to the Chronicle. It's an SF Gate as well, I'm sure. And we are here with you Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, hour repeated in the evening. Tomorrow, during the second hour, we're going to have Sting here in the studio. Looking forward to that, and looking forward, of course, to probably talking about the debate this evening that will be taking place in Nevada, among other things, with the Nevada caucuses taking place soon enough. Thank you for being again a part of Forum this morning, and for all of us here at KQED Public Radio, I'm Michael Krasny.
Funds for the production of Forum are provided by the members of KQED Public Radio and the Germanicos Foundation and the Generosity Foundation.